Houston, station on two for acoustic monitors.
Go ahead, on two.
Yeah, so two of the acoustic monitors, everything was totally normal. On the third one, when I turn it on, the select setup screen that you expect, shown in 3.2 of the procedure, is not popping up when you power it on. It just is going straight to what looks like a measurement screen. And I was wondering if there's something I need to do to kind of get this one to behave properly.
All right, we copy your question, and we're going to have to wait until later in the day when we get everybody on the floor to get an answer to you.
Okay, let me see if I can maybe find another one to use for the measurements today. I'll check around.
Copy that. Thanks.
And Houston station on two again for the acoustic monitors.
We're with you.
So I did a little sleuthing. It looks like these are the only three ones. We've got three more on board, but they're already packed in a SpaceX return bag. As far as I can tell, the issue with this one is that it's missing its calibration files and maybe missing some sort of setup step that needed to be set up on it to get it to do the warn mode, because it's not coming up with that information. I'll put all that stuff in a crew note. But I just wanted to check. I assume you don't want me to dig anything out of a return bag, and I'll just postpone doing my my warn hearing measurement until Jimmy or someone comes in that can help with this?
Affirmative, Chris. That is a good read on the situation.
Sounds like a plan. All right, I'll kind of write up what I would see in my crew note, and we'll go from there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Houston, station on two.
And Chris, with you on two. If you have a minute, or whenever you get a chance, no rush on this at all. We have some things to check on the acoustic monitor. Just let us know when you're ready, and we'll call them up.
Sounds good. Give me like 3 minutes, and I'll give you a call right back when I've grabbed it and stowed this trash.
Copy.
Houston, I am with you on two, and I've got the acoustic monitor.
Hey, Chris, just wanted to do a quick troubleshooting to see where we are with that. On the screen, do you see just a decibel reading there if it's on?
Yeah, affirmative. I'll turn it on, and I'll bring it over to the camera as well so you can just see it. But, yeah, it's just a decibel reading.
Okay, perfect.
And this is the screen that comes on after power.
If you don't mind pressing the up arrow or that left arrow and enter at the same time.
I did that, and it said, warning, logging disabled, continue.
Stand by one. Okay, Chris, you stumped us too quickly there. So at this point, let's just power it off. We'll probably just grab one of the other acoustic monitors that seems to be working, and then we'll use that when we reschedule the acoustic monitoring activity, but we'll keep scratching our heads on what's wrong with that one.
Copy that. I seem to recall vaguely that when Crew 11 did this, one of the acoustic monitors was in, like, the wrong mode and recorded something wrong, and they had to do some resetting of things on it. I'm wondering if this might have been that offending one, and maybe something didn't get re-uploaded to it or reset up on it, but that's just a thought.
Yeah, copy all. We're thinking about that as well.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Well, I'll just leave this off to the side, and happy to poke around more with it or plug it into a computer or whatever. If you need anything, just let me know.
Appreciate it, Chris. And, if you could just turn it off and put it back where you got it, and we'll take it from here. We'll let you know the plan when we get it.
All right. Sounds good. Going back where I got it from. Do you want me to take the batteries out or leave those in for now?
Leave the batteries in.
Copy all.
Station Houston on 2 for Sergey M.
On four.
Good afternoon. You have a value of 26 minutes in step 3.2, and in step 3.3, you have a go.
Copy. Copy that. And ready for step 3.2 and step 3.3.
Station Houston for Sergey M.
On four.
Yes, looks like that fill has finished already, and you have a go in step 6.1. And also, could you give us the serial number for that?
Copy step 6.1, and the other number 1 5 uh, 4 0.
Okay, copy 1540.
You have completed step 6, decimal 1, position integration station, and I'm ready for step 7.
Okay, Sergei, you may continue in step 7.
Copy all. Station on 2 for transfer.
Go ahead, Sergei.
Now step 7 complete.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it, Sergei.
Thank you.
And Sergei, we have a few things to finish on the ground, and we'll let you know when PWD is go again.
Okay, well, thank you.
Station Houston on 2, the PWD is now go for use. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey Chris, just wanted to let you guys know that the PWD is available again, and I see that you're cleaning up from Golby, but I have some other things for you after you're done with all that.
Sounds good. Copy. PWD, good for use. Yep, I got a couple of quick cleanups here in the JPM, and then I will give you a call back, and yeah, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Houston, station on 2. I am with you and ready to copy.
Hey, Chris, I think Pod actually has something for you first, and then once you take that one, I'll be with you, okay?
Copy that. Yep, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Chris, we're having one go back on those two biocells where we punctured the side. We need one more bag around them, one more 6x6 Ziploc. I have a location if you need it.
Copy that. One more 6x6 Ziploc. Yep, I will grab a Ziploc and put an extra containment around those. And those guys are in the Melfi on JPM apps, I believe. I have it at my desk.
Yep, that is the right one. And it was W1 and W3, those two biocells.
Copy that. 1 and 3 will go. And Houston, I'm just going to take care of that, and then I'll be right back with you.
Copy.
And Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris. One quick go back. I'm not sure if I said it correctly, but we need one Ziploc on each one of those wells.
And copy and understand. One extra Ziploc on each of those. Yep, understand.
Thank you, Chris.
And Huntsville station on 2. So those biocell return bag, serial number 1 and serial number 3, now have an additional Ziploc bag on the outside of each of them, and they're stored back in Melty 2 for Charlie 1-2.
And we copy all. Thank you so much, Chris.
No worries. And Houston, I'm ready to copy when you are.
All right. First, nice job finishing up on Golby early today. The few things we had on Sunday, you asked about that wires tether panel label that was on node 2, deck 3, overhead 2. We researched this, and we have previously removed the ground wires, but forgot to remove the label, so you're go to remove that label.
Awesome, thanks. Yeah, that was one of those things where I had it in my to-do list ever since I got here to ask about that, because, yeah, there are ground wires on the other ones we removed for cleaning, but not that one.
All right. Well, glad we're going to square that one away. Also, SpaceX MD reported earlier that they were getting a bunch of spurious ground alarms in Dragon. We're not seeing that here in Houston, and they think that that they have that psyched out. But if you should see or hear anything out of the ordinary in there, please report it.
Copy all, and I'll make sure to give a few extra checks in there over the course of the day just to make sure everything is squared away.
All right, thank you. And then the last thing, if you are looking for more to do, the highest priority task in the Dragon is the Dragon Cargo Ops on the task list.
Copy all, yeah. I think try to knock out my T2 and then finish off whatever Dragon cargo I can for the rest of the day. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Pleasure. Houston, station on 2 for Stotrak, step 70.04 through 70.06 for Dragon Pack.
Go ahead, Chris. We're ready.
All right. I am packing 3 suspect Z books in this CTB, and it says to wrap them in bubble wrap. Would it be acceptable if I have a bubble bag that all 3 of them fit in to just use that and put them all 3 together in one bubble bag?
It might take a few minutes to get you that answer, Chris. Anything else while we got you?
No, that's it for now. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And I wanted to tell you also, while you were on T2, we saw a Ziploc bag floating around in the lab, last seen near the overhead aft area. So next time you're in there, maybe take a look for that.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm sure it will show up at one of the intakes at some point. Yeah, we have a...
Hey, Chris, we had a little shortcut out there. I lost you right as you were saying. I think that we have a system designed to find Ziploc bags.
Well, we do, yes. Our intake system is pretty good at finding them. But yeah, I was saying we do have quite a Ziploc bag situation at the moment on board, and need some dealing with, and maybe I'll tackle that this weekend. But yeah, if you float through node 2, chances are one gets liberated somewhere, and we'll end up at one of the intakes.
That going for us.
Or StoTrack question for you.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking at step 70.07, and it has me get a Ziploc with the Euro Material Aging Kit in it. I found the Euro Material Aging Kit, but it is not in a Ziploc, and I just wanted to make sure, does it need to be, or is it okay? It's like a cloth/foam case type of a thing.
Okay, copy the question, checking on that. And in the meantime, I've got an answer on 70.04 through 70.06. And first part of the question was, do they need to be in their own bags, or could you put them all together? And unfortunately, per return requirements, we need to put them all in separate bags. I mean, separate bubble wrap covering. And then a delta on this whole bag, this RO23 bag that you're working, that all needs to go to CASA, not to node 2, overhead 2. That was just a late change we caught since you were working it.
Copy all. That will go to CASA, not node 2, overhead 2. And, yep, I'll put all of the suspect ZBook shells in separate bubble wrap. And does that need to go to CASA now, or can I keep it temp-sto to node 2, overhead 2 for the while I work it? I don't think I'm going to get to finish it today.
Yeah, just whenever you're done, Chris.
Copy all. Sounds good.
Hey, Chris, would you mind bringing that aging kit over to a camera, the lab cam, so we can have a better idea of what that looks like right now?
Affirmative. On the way.
Okay. We see it. Thank you. Chris, no Ziploc needed on that. Copy the thumbs up.
Houston, station on 2 for StoTrack Step 70.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I'm chipping away a little bit more at this. And step 70, I'm supposed to be putting a bunch of stuff in a 2.0 CTB, and I don't think it will all fit in that 2.0 CTB. Currently in the 2.0, I've got that European materials aging kit, some space fibers stuff, and then 4 ZBook shells. And it's pretty full. I'm supposed to put 3 3.0 CTBs and then 2 EMU gloves wrapped in bubble wrap in that, and I don't think that can fit. So I just wanted to ask what I should do.
Okay. Thank you. We copy. We'll chew on this for a second and let you know. Let's hope for we're watching. Hey, Chris, do you think you could get the gloves in there if you didn't put the... If you didn't put the last 3.0? Hey, Chris, we're wondering if you could get the gloves
hey,
in
Houston.
If you didn't put the last 3.0 in.
So I think, so right now I've got one of the 3 3.0s in. I think I could get the gloves, I think I could probably get the gloves in Yeah, I think that might work. I don't think I could get all of the 3.0s in the gloves, but I could try to get two of the 3.0s in the gloves. Let me see if that'll fit.
Okay, Chris, copy that. Yeah, we would prioritize the gloves over any of the 3.0s, so gloves first, then any 3.0s you can get in there.
Copy all. Let me see what I can do.
Raj, thanks. And Chris, the comm will be ready here for the next 10 minutes or so.
Spill. Station on 2 for LSG Stowe.
We're with you on 2, Chris, and you have a go for the Stowe.
Copy, go for the Stowe. Appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2 for SSC-12.
I checked on SSC-12 and it seems okay. Let me log in and let me open up the IFS homepage. Let me know if there's anything else you'd like me to do or try with it.
Okay, copy, Chris. Thank you. And Chris, FYI, we are going external with cameras now.
Copy that. Yeah, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2.
Just saw your crew note about where to put those batteries, the acoustic monitor batteries. Looks like we got a little crosswise in our instructions, but we meant the hardware trash, not the dry trash.
Copy that. Yeah, that's what I figured. I thought it was funny the procedure called out specifically put them in dry trash. So thanks for confirming.
Yep, you bet. We'll clean that up next time.
No worries. And actually, while I have you, one other question I had is... everything all set with Dragon, or is it still going to keep checking in on it? I just wanted to see if the alarms had all cleared.
Yeah, Chris, sorry. We should have gone back to you on that. They were doing a ground test with Crew 12 today, and they had it set up wrong, it looks like, and they were getting crossed telemetry. So it's explainable. It's nothing on board.
Awesome. That gives me warm fuzzies. Thanks. I appreciate it.